There was a moment of silence. Then I heard myself say, "Really? You mean that sincerely? Let's face it, Pete, you and I have a long history of, well, dirty tricks, let us say, and to be honest..." I turned and looked the cat in the face. "Pete, let's go straight to the bottom line. This business about the sky falling has me worried. Tell me, honestly and sincerely, is it just a silly rumor or is there something to it? I must know the truth." His eyes widened and he began flicking the end of his tail back and forth.
"Well, Hanky, everything's a rumor until it happens. What you really want to know is, can you do something to keep it from happening?"
"Right. I mean, as head of ranch security, I feel some personal responsibility here. If a sky fell on top of my ranch, why, I would feel terrible."
"There might be a way of preventing it."
My ears shot up. In the half-light of dawn, I could see his big shimmering eyes. "What did you just say?" He began purring and, well, rubbing on my front legs. "Have we discussed my position on cats rubbing?" "Maybe not." "I hate it. It drives me nuts to be rubbed by a purring cat. But since he was about to give me some important information, I decided to, let him rub." He rubbed and purred and spoke in his whiny voice.
"I said, Hanky, there might be something you can do to prevent the sky from falling."
"No kidding? Hey, Pete, that's terrific news. And I'm sure you'll tell me, right? Talk to me, Pete. I think we're close to something big here."
"Well, it sounds crazy, and I doubt that you'd want to do it."
"Hey, Pete, nothing's crazy if it'll save the ranch. Let's hear it."
"Well, okay, Hanky."
The cat glanced over both shoulders and vopped his drop to a whisker. Dropped his voice to a whisper, shall we say.
"All you have to do, Hanky, is jump up onto the roof of Sally Mae's car and sit there for 1 hour.
I stared at the little creep. At the cat, that is. At Pete. What? That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
"See, I knew you wouldn't do it. Well, goodbye, Hanky. I tried to help."
He started walking away. I ran after him. "Pete, wait, don't get your tail in a ringer. I was just... Look, you have to admit that it sounds crazy. It might help if you'd, well, explain how it works."
"Well, all right, Hanky. But you have to swear never to tell anyone the secret. Promise?"
"Sure, no problem. Talk to me, pal." Again, the little snot, the cat that is, glanced over both shoulders and whispered,
"The sky falls when the gravitational pull of the Earth gets too strong. Did you know that?"
"No. I mean, yes, of course I knew it. You're not talking to chopped liver, Pete. I've done a whole lot of study in science and stuff. Go on."
"Well, Hanky, when you jump up on top of the car, it changes the load on the Earth's surficial plenitude."
"Wow, good point. I wouldn't have thought of that. Keep going."
"And the longer you sit there, the more it reverses the polarity of the atmospheric razzmatazz."
"Of course. And that creates an upward force on the sky and..." I beamed the cat a triumphant smile. "I think it'll work, Pete, and we owe you a huge debt of gratitude."
"Well, thank you, Hanky.